Mickey's not wearing any tights, is she?
No.
Boy, she is just living on the edge, huh?
Her and ODB, man.
Oh, you get it in slow motion?
Oh, slow mo snowball. Nice.
Ugh.
Ugh, almost.
Ugh, so damn, close. Yeah, he just missed.
Anyways.
I need to give you 4 or 5 words real quick.
Yeah.
Milk. Eggs.
Person.
Woman.
Man. Camera. TV. Look, I did it.
She died.
Wow.
Anyway. Oh, thanks.
Holy shit. Welcome to the Discount Podcast. Fucking chodes and chodettes, NPCs. What's up? Big Chungus here. It's your boy, Anton. I'm your host, and with me is Jovi.
Yo.
And the largest cherry tomato with legs I've ever seen in my life, Mike.
Well, thank you. Also, hi.
He's burnt.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very burnt.
I'm also wearing women's running shorts.
I mean, they do wonders for your legs, so it's... So aside from that, what's up, fuckers?
I saw 2 good boys today.
2 good boys.
I saw 2 good boys.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And it was not you two.
No. Well, no.
It's never us.
No, you're goodest boys. I saw 2 good boys.
Notice how she didn't say the best boys. We're not the best boys.
No, goodest is better.
I'm barely ranked.
More better, less worser?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
So
work safe.
So 2 good boys.
Yeah, I saw 2 good boys. They were fuzzy, and one was a pug, and one was just way too fucking cute for its own good. It was like if dog meat had, like, a fucking chibi version. And I wanted steal him.
Also, before we get too far, we're watching Rumble. Royal Rumble 2006.
Don't tell Shane Helms.
We are at 22 minutes.
By the time
he hears this. Well, 23 like minutes. We are currently trying to not get distracted by Mickey James's ass on screen like every other second. Anyway, it's not working too well for me. So tell me about
it. It's too late. Hurricane knows.
Hurricane knows. No, did he guess it?
Yeah.
So we posed Mr. Shane Helms, Mr. Hurricane, was in the Cruiserweight title match at the start of this pay-per-view while we were doing our pre-show shit. And she posed a question to him. Just a picture of him in his gear, and was like, "Hey, what pay-per-view is this?" And he got it, and then she pressed on to what year, because we're assholes, and he got that too, which I would fucking hope so. He was there.
Well, yeah, and all I just replied, "Yes, and congrats on winning the cruiserweight that night," because it doesn't seem he remembers that part. Like I expected a cocky answer. He's like, "That's the night I won the cruiserweight in 2006." God, instead he's like. I remember being in the ring. Hang on, who else is there?
I mean, was alive then, yes.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, clearly, I don't want to say I remember, but clearly that's a picture of me in the ring, in that gear. That had to be around the time
I was Gregory. I was not the Hurricane, as my gear does not have a cape or a mask.
Or a cowl. It's called a cowl.
Sorry.
Get it right.
No.
Fucking fake fan. I'm just talking about comic books and Comic Zone and all this other comic related shit, and then she can come out here and say a mask. Yeah, Batman and his mask. Sounds super fucking intimidating.
I mean, when you really break Batman down, he's just like a fucking rich white boy who decided to take on vigilante justice because he was rich and white and could, so.
And made things worse.
Yeah. I mean, really, overall, Batman kind of sucks and Joker was right.
Well, yeah, we all know Joker was right, but...
You're like, duh.
Most of the people that agree with the fact that Joker was right, like, ideologically, was... They're also the people that are like, I have to find my Harley Quinn.
I have to find someone to beat up.
Yeah. I need to find somebody to fucking emotionally and mentally, verbally abuse physically
for years. I need somebody so
years.
Fucking obsessed with me. Because I've manipulated them into it and gaslit them into it. that they are too afraid to leave me, which is actually how a lot of those guys do treat their girlfriends, so...
That's usually how it ends up.
Ugh.
Being like, I'd like to leave, but I'm What's just up, so scared. What's up, my
ex-boyfriends?
Hey, that's a good time for whiskey. All right. Me neither, Mike. Me neither. That out there. I also don't have an ex-boyfriend.
Women are fine. They don't do anything terrible.
No, what? Yeah, they're perfect. Flawless. What? Nailed it. Flawless.
Excuse you.
Women are flawless.
Why perfect. Do you think I'm a bisexual with an all-male fucking lineup?
With bitches be cray?
Yeah, can I get the chaser, please? Oh, shit. Also, before we get too far into it, considering I just remembered it, let me go ahead and hit you with one of these.
Fuck you, Steve!
Woo!
Hooray.
You also, Jesus.
Ow,
I am so sorry. Also,
you have the Mario 64 pause thing to come back from that, or no?
To come back from fuck you, Steve?
Just anytime with the record scratch. I don't know if that counts as a pause.
Oh.
The record scratch? No. Yeah. Right. No, that doesn't count as a pause. That's just like a...
An attention getter.
An impromptu.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
You may be wondering how I got here. But
if you choke, I swear to God.
Did you spit all over the microphone?
What, you'll laugh?
Mostly, yeah. And then I'll be worried, and then I'll wonder if your electronics are okay. And, like, 2 minutes later, I might do something.
You know what I think some people that are fans of this stupid program are going to be wondering? Why, on today when this... when we record this, or at least on Monday when it goes up, why is there not also a coin-op of a certain somebody playing a certain video game that we keep talking about?
Right. Yeah,
do you have an answer for those disappointed people that are like, "Where's the video?"
Is that what this
sounds like? Yeah, that's what they all sound like.
I'm going to go with plans change.
Plans change. So I think what we're toying with doing now is we're just going to do it as a live stream. So we'll do it in like a week or two. And then info will be posted on the Twitter and also in the Discord, more than likely. So seek those things out.
And I promise then, I'll actually practice this time. It was just a really weird week.
Oh, like we said before recording, I don't give a fuck if you do, because this is all on you. All I gotta do is sit here and talk.
If we stream it and you ain't practiced, we just get to make fun of you the whole goddamn time.
That is not a thing on me. I am not in control of that particular car for once.
More entertaining.
Yeah.
What, me not practicing?
Oh, yeah. God, if you just sucked ass all over the place.
I mean, yeah, we already discussed that I used to be good at it.
But, so, yeah, that'll be coming up at some point. Also, I think I'm gonna start, like, just streaming episodic shit. Like, I finished until, I almost said beat. I most surely did not. I finished Until Dawn today for the first playthrough.
Oh.
Yeah, I saved four of them.
Out of four of five?
Them? Five of them? Out of eight.
Out of 90.
There's eight?
There's eight.
90. There's 90.
Okay, there's the black guy that's dating the Asian bitch.
Yeah, Matt and Emily.
There's the
Emily
dude.
Emily made it out.
There's the dude Matt that, did not. That became a movie star, like, right after that game
wait,
came
no.
out.
I saved six. I saved Matt and Jess.
Are they the nerdy ones?
Jess was the one that fell down the elevator shaft. Mickey's not wearing any tights, is she?
No.
Boy, she is just living on the edge, huh?
Her and ODB, man.
My God,
You've
dude.
You've seen an ODB match live. How close to nipple did you get?
Fuck, we're going to see a lip slip at some point here if she's not careful.
Look.
That's okay. I am. so I saved, the black guy, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Jess was the white chick that fell down the elevator shaft.
That doesn't tell me anything. Was she the bitchy one or the nerdy one?
Was she
like the nice one that just wanted to take a bath when they arrived or whatever?
She was Mike's new girlfriend.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Mike was dating Emily. Mike is the plain white boy motherfucker. Yeah, the hero type.
Yeah.
So I saved Matt and Jess. I saved Emily. I did save Mike. And
Good
I
job.
Saved Chris.
Congrats, you're alive. Is Chris the dorky one?
Chris was the dorky one with the glasses. And I saved Sam.
Wait,
Hayden Panettiere's character, Sam.
Was it Ashley you killed then?
Yes, I actually...
How dare you? Markiplier would be so angry.
Ashley made it all the way up until 5:23 in the morning. And then I made
Did
a wrong...
Did you move the controller?
No, we were... It was toward... It was in the back half of the game, and we're looking for Mike, because Mike has already left at that point. Spoilers, okay. If you haven't fucking played. Mike's already left, and now we know... Like, we were in the basement room.
Okay.
And now we know we need to move. Okay. Because it's not safe. So we drop into the sewers to try to follow Mike. And when we got down there, I was playing as Ashley at the moment. And the three of them went ahead because I wanted to cover the manhole. Right? So I cover the manhole. And they go ahead. And I get down there. And they're like, catch up. Hey, look, Shane's back on screen. With that fucking... It's not the best looking cruiserweight. It's not bad, though. I do like the 205 one. Anyway, and I heard what I thought was Jess. What I was convinced
was fucking
Jess. Oh,
you died the same place Markiplier did?
I went and I opened the hatch. I opened the hatch. Yep. I thought for sure it was him.
I'm so mad.
I thought for sure it was her, man. And, like, I was like, well, I can't. They've up until that point, the fucking Wendigos never gave any indication that they could mimic human voices. Never.
Correct, but you also watched Markiplier in that moment.
Bro, like
fuck
two and a
up.
Half years ago.
Okay, maybe
fuck?
It just stuck in my head because I've never seen somebody rage
I remember
quit
he
so
was
hard
mad.
In my life.
Wow. WWE. Jesus Christ.
Okay, everybody stop sticking your fingers in her crack. That's weird.
So weird, dude. So weird.
What are those pants? Never mind.
I don't
anyway.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. But yes,
the Divas era was a fucking trash heap.
And then,
anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't even the part. Like, I was pissed about that because I knew I was within 2 hours of sunrise, but excuse me, of dawn. But what really pissed me off was I accidentally killed the wolf, the white one.
Oh yeah, that is a butterfly effect moment, isn't it?
Well, yeah. See, I had kicked him initially, but then I made amends with the bone. So like the next time I saw him. He was chill with me,
right.
And he led me through the sanitarium.
Uh-huh.
But the way that the scenes are in that game, I was never 100% sure at any moment in time. Like, when he would run forward, I wasn't sure if he was supposed to still, quote-unquote, be with me.
If he'd be chill or, like...
Yeah, or if he was, like, somewhere else. So at the last part of that, when you run into that room and it's, like, barricade the door or escape, I hadn't seen the dog in, like, 5 scene changes.
Oh.
So I thought the dog was gone.
Oh.
So I jump and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to escape. There's no reason for me to barricade this door. And then I jump down and then I see the dog and I'm like, fuck. And he's like,
that dog's dead.
He was in there with me. Awesome. Great for the game to tell me that he was there and I still had a homie I need to look out for.
Oh, yeah. They got to dick you around wherever they can.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a fun game and it's an interesting game or whatever, but like, those butterfly effect moments are written just to fuck with you and not much else.
So I think now that I've finished it, I think I'm going to play through it again at least one more time.
Play through it and try to kill everybody.
That was my idea. That was my idea. The next time.
Just stream it and do the worst you possibly can.
Yeah. Make the most poor decisions I can.
Gee, that looks like, is that hydrochloric acid? Let me drink it.
But then,
I'm pretty thirsty, though.
But then you got to ask, like, if that's the playthrough that I'm doing, do I ignore all QTEs and shit too?
I say you
no
play
fun.
It on like instinct. I just
that
say
just
you just
like,
go with whatever.
You'd have to at least, you know, try.
Right. I would say like in the more butterfly effect moments where you know it's a bigger deal than just a fucking QTE. Wow, that guy's very proud of his sign. I can't blame him.
It's a good sign.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Anyway, I would say still try to do the QTEs, but you know, make terrible decisions where it sounds like it's funny.
What's the worst? Oh, shit.
I did I did have a moment of panic when it came to the Saw decision.
Oh, fuck that fucking part of that
because
game.
I remembered Mark playing.
Yeah.
I remember that scene, and I remembered that it was reversed. That whatever option, whatever direction you picked, the saw blade went to the other side.
Right.
But I had to, like, remember what the implication was behind the left or right decision. Yeah, yeah. It was weird. It was fun. I'd like to play it again. The sound design in that game is a little fucked up, though. It's like, yeah, you can't hear a goddamn word anybody's saying, no, but all of the music is like, oh, the boogeyman, and I'm gonna get you. That's Corey's dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude was all into it.
It's Flavor Flav.
What if that was actually Flavor Flav the whole time, and like everybody kept it a beautiful secret? I still want to, like, I want to find him and interview him and be like, okay, did you actually, like, eat the worms? Did you just hold them there? How gross was it? Were they actual worms? Like, I have many questions, sir. One, yes, of which being, how were you not a hardcore wrestler at any point in your career? Because that's weird.
Why does JBL look like he had no idea this match was going to happen?
He looks like he never has any idea what's going to happen.
I think he was expecting him to, like, pop up from under somewhere.
This is actually the first time I've ever seen a full boogeyman entrance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the fucking shit.
Like, it seems pretty, I like the staff with the smoke coming out of it.
Oh, like, it's like the dudes from GLCW.
Oh, fuck, what are they called?
I know, I feel really bad.
It's the voodoo something?
Yeah.
Fuck. I can't remember what they're called.
They're billed as from New Orleans. I don't know if they actually are. That'd be weird that they were wrestling in Wisconsin in the winter in that case.
I'm sorry, guys. Listeners of the show, I'm sorry. I can't remember your name right now. I've only ever seen you twice, and I didn't know you to begin with. And I haven't been to a GLCW show since fucking...
Quarantine?
November?
Yeah.
But November? Yeah.
The next one that we had planned got canceled because, well, we were going to die if we went. So.
The Backstreet Boys?
Yeah. You know, the Backstreet Boys reunion tour and all.
Fucking Backstreet Boys.
They're back.
All
we get
right.
I think, that's the 1500th time we've made that joke on
probably.
The show?
Probably.
It's been a weekly thing, basically.
Yeah. This is what happens when you listen to Game Grumps all the time, and Danny's just like, we get it.
Oh, we get it. Is he going to do the thing where he's like...
A lot of us have gotten it.
That shit... How gross is that? Like, fuck the worms. That dude just dropped that worm on this mat that has already been used in multiple matches tonight. Picked it up, put it back in his fucking mouth. Never
COVID.
Again. Never again does that shit fly.
Yeah.
I think they were real worms. I'm willing to bet they were.
I never bothered to look into it. A worm in her cleavage. Sorry.
Nobody,
anyway.
No company in the world makes gummy worms that fucking realistic.
Just
what about Dr. Whatever the fuck's laboratory?
Dr. Gross or what? Dr. Strange?
I don't know.
Strange,
you made
Dr.
weird
Gross.
Fucking worms out of Oreo crumbs?
Dr.
Strange? No.
I said Dr. Strange.
I know, but was it actually Strange?
No, I think it's... Because there's no way they get away with that. There's no way they get away with Dr. Strange in a world where Marvel exists. No, at all. In a world where Marvel as a company exists. Oh, hell yeah. Is he going to snowball her? Fuck yeah. Oh, that's disgusting. I love it.
Sorry that this audio podcast is based around what we're seeing visually right now.
Boogeyman, it was a wrestler that... It was this black dude who came out and like this... He would, like, rub soot and shit on himself, and he kind of had this, like, shaman-y vibe to him, and his whole head's painted red, and he carried a big clock, which he would break over his fucking head, which, hence Jovi's hardcore comment earlier, and he just always has this mouth full of worms. And
through, like, the whole match?
And
it's very concerning.
No, I don't think it was a whole match type situation.
Well, he does spit him out towards the beginning of the match. Either way, they're in his mouth for a long fucking time.
Yeah, his entrance is not short.
It rivals Undertaker's WrestleMania entrances.
Nothing rivals Undertaker's
Entramania
wrestlings.
Triple H's WrestleMania entrances.
But whoever JBL was with, and whoever whatever his side piece is in this fucking era.
Lady
was,
X.
Yeah, laying on the ground. And
Frank.
Boogeyman did the, you know, snowball thing with the earthworms. I'm not going to explain snowballing. Fucking Urban Dictionary. You got fingers.
Do I?
Yeah, they should. I hope most of the people have fingers, and if you don't, I hope you're doing okay.
I would really like to know how somebody just liked fucking Hurricane's reply of 2006, I think.
He said, I think.
He said, I think. That's my favorite part.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, like, you know what?
Maybe.
That's fucking direct interaction, which is more than we've gotten from him so far. So apparently the way to get his attention...
David.
Yeah, I was going to say, is to tag his homies. And also be like, you gotta buy him tacos if you fuck up, so you better answer quickly and correctly.
Greg doesn't want to buy Dave tacos. I don't think he actually cares, but it's just like, they tease each other about owing each other shit all the time. And about who's more knowledgeable about things, so... I was like, no. Fuck it. It's kind of a roll into their pro wrestling report. Hey, totally free ad for them, by the way. Watch and pay attention to the Pro Wrestling Report. Ah, he's eating them. With David Hero and Damian Nelson and the one and only Hurricane Helms, Shane.
Ugh, dude, this is rough to watch. This is just...
Stop watching it and just think of something to say. I'm going to go to a question.
Go to a question,
like, I feel bad because Anton, like he said, has never really seen a full interaction with Boogeyman.
Yeah, so I'm like,
and he's having a fucking life moment right now.
You can't just pull me back from this.
I know. It's a little hard. It's man-eating worms. So.
Questions, by the way, came from our Discord.
Yeah. Our Discord is pinned to our Twitter page if you're at all interested in speaking with us. As we said last week, we are pretty much Facebook absent at this point. So, yeah.
So Twitter or Discord, one of the two.
Yep.
Oh, you get it in slow motion?
Oh, slow mo snowball. Nice.
Ugh.
Ugh, almost.
Ugh, so damn, close. Yeah, you just missed.
Anyway, speaking of disgusting things, from Dan.
Yeah,
hi,
Vince.
Dan.
Howdy.
What was your very worst drunken experience, and what drink caused it? Well, Mike was here with his.
I was going to say, I lost a shirt.
Yeah.
And it was many a drink.
That was one of my worst experiences, too.
You're welcome.
On a fringe. On a fringe.
Yeah, I tried. I was close.
Yeah, Mike,
He almost made it to the garbage.
It was close.
An effort was made.
Not close enough.
I mean, I'm proud of you. You really tried.
I don't remember any of that, but I tried.
I didn't even... Man, I just came out to get a glass of water. It was like 4 in the morning, and I just wanted some fucking water.
There was some water.
And like, at one point, like...
Yeah, it was mixed with some water.
Look, I didn't turn the lights
on,
so I just...
Okay, whatever.
Saw something on the floor,
something
and was
glistening,
like...
from
no,
whatever light was in
no,
the room?
No, it had already hardened over on the surface.
I thought the worms were bad. Man, this episode needs like a fucking trigger warning.
So like I see just a mass that I'm like, I assume I should avoid this. I'm not going to ask what it is right now. I just want to get my water and go the fuck back to bed. So I step over it and then I stepped on the dish mat. Oh. We got one of those feetsy mats, little padded feetsy mats.
Little memory foam mat.
For footsies. When you do the dishes because our feet suck. And my sock was wet. Within seconds of stepping on it. And I was like, that's probably not good. I'm just gonna
take my sock off.
I was like, I'm gonna hope that whatever that mass is on the floor and the wetness in my sock are not related in any way. They probably are, though. And then turned on the light and was like, yep, I guess I'm cleaning up a whole bunch of vomit right now.
Yay.
Amidst the mess was a shirt, which I just decided, I don't give a fuck. It's trash now. That's payment.
I stepped in your puke at 4 a.m. You don't get a shirt anymore.
Basically. And yeah, that was fun.
That one you can blame for him with Jameson and PBR.
No, I can blame you for that.
That's entirely true. And I've apologized.
It is your fault
so
that
many
I had
fucking
to clean
times.
Up puke at 4 in the morning.
So many
you.
Times I've apologized. And equally as many times to Mike and
take
to
a
Anton.
Man out. With exactly half the alcohol processing organs as anybody else. And be like, here.
Keep up, fucker.
More. More. More.
Stop abusing the dog, Vince. Jesus Christ.
God damn. It's upsetting.
So what? For mine? I mean, the short version is I have a few. The other short version is if I ever order Red Bull and vodka and I'm with you and it's past like 1 a.m., it's too late. It's too far gone. Stop me.
You gotta kill
Take
her.
Take it from
you
me.
You gotta scrap the whole human.
Like it's just a bad idea. The first time I ended a night like that was also the first time that I left a bar in Chicago with a bunch of people to go to a bar that's open till 4 a.m. I still don't know what the rules are there. But you never remember that that's existing until you're already drunk at 2 a.m. and you're like, fuck it, let's get a taxi. We're going to a four bar. The problem was is we had been drinking since, like, 6 p.m. So, yeah. And we went to trivia at, like, 9 p.m.
When does this story start to go south for you? Because right now it just sounds like a pleasant night.
It was great up until we left our second to last bar and everybody was going to leave. And then somebody got a text from somebody who worked at a bar across the street. It was like, we should go visit my buddy at the club. And I already was like, I don't want to go to a club. I'm already kind of tired and really drunk. So I should probably give up. But I was like, let's go. And I get into this loud place full of douchey people.
And it's called a bar.
Yeah, right. But like a Chicago club thing. Like,
so like the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Just called Illinois.
Hey.
What?
Yeah,
hipster bars are nice, and they got a couple of goth bars that are real cool. Anyway, so I get in, and they're like, order whatever you want, it's on me. And I just am like, yeah, I don't know, I'm fucking tired and also too drunk and simultaneously not willing to sober up here, so get me a Red Bull vodka. And dude's friend was like, how about I get you two? And I'm like, fuck it. And
sure thing, Satan.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, tall or shorts? And I'm like, whatever. I just want
fuck
something.
Me up, fam.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. I just want some amount of Red Bull that also has alcohol.
Legally try to kill me.
Yeah.
Right.
If you could.
I barely remember getting home. And then I spent a good 13 hours vomiting until I popped a part of my eye.
Man, you got
like
a big
blood
stomach.
Vessel. No, it was a lot of just not anything. And then I popped a blood vessel in my eye to the point half one of my eyes was red for like 2 weeks. And just like little bloodshot lines all around the eye for that same amount of time. Because I couldn't get out of bed in order to puke, so it was just me leaning over the bed and puking, but then occasionally passing out, like, halfway off the bed, so all the blood was rushing to my head, and,
That's good. It's fine.
Yeah, I do recall coming to at some point and only being able to say, I can't, for, like, 10 minutes. I can't. I don't know who I was talking to. It might have been my ex, or it could have just been a generalized nah out loud. So there's that. Ah, hell yeah, Spirit Squad. What's up, Nikki? And then, equally as such, if you know what a George Webb is, if you ever end up at 5 a.m. crying on a bathroom floor of a George Webb, you fucking change some shit the next day.
That's a modified diamond cutter, isn't it? The George Webb.
The George Webb?
Yeah, it's a everything's a modified diamond
well,
cutter.
I was going to say, we've already spoken on this. Everything is a modified diamond cutter.
Oh my god, not the George Webb!
Right.
Is Michael Cole screaming it?
Right.
Not the George Webb! My god!
So, Anton, sorry, that was JR. What was your worst night?
I initially wasn't going to answer this question.
He already said.
What?
You already said in the beginning.
My worst night?
Yeah. Dealing with me.
Oh.
No, I said it's on a fringe level. Yeah, it's not, like, it's definitely, but that's not my, I wasn't going to answer this question, because there's I have a lot of bad drunk experiences, and I don't really care to relive most of them.
Yeah, that's why I just picked the two, like, dumbest but sounding.
There was one night, the night that I got kicked out of the bar was pretty fun, so I'll touch on that in a second. Really, there was just one time where I had, the one that comes to mind immediately is, like, I just had too much to drink that night, and I drove home, stupidly.
Smart.
Yeah, but I also made a detour for McDonald's, so, like, I left, and absolutely, so I took the detour, got my McDonald's, and then took the back roads home, and then when I got home, it was at the time when I was dating Nikki, and I was living with her aunt, so I had to sneak into her aunt's room, because she slept, like, fucking really lightly.
Yes.
Her aunt's house, excuse me. That was fucking that was weird. I was not sneaking into her aunt's room.
I was like, hold up.
Yeah, I was like, sneak wait. In the
front door. Wait, how drunk were you exactly?
To get to my room. And, oh, sorry, that was at a different house. Either way, I still had to sneak in because my landlord was a fucking prick. And I'm in my room and I'm attempting to eat this McDonald's, but there's no safe place. Sitting up, the room spinning, I feel like shit. Laying down, the room spinning, I feel like shit. I've already thrown up 3 times. I just want to eat this food because I know it will help. And I legit was laying down and I just was like, I think I might actually die tonight. I think I am, this is too much.
This is it.
I did not die, obviously.
Yeah.
Chicken wrap.
Did you end up hanging on to the mattress at any point?
No, what I did was I just kind of forced myself to lay in a comfortable position and deal with the nausea for long enough. I was like, eventually I will fall asleep.
Like, I don't have any choice. I'm drunk as fuck. I will sleep.
Yeah, I'm drunk. I'm tired. I will fall asleep. I just have to push through until I can get there. The other time that comes to mind was when I was at the bar with one of my high school friends, Lacey. And we were hanging out all night. And this dude kept buying her drinks and trying to hit on her from across the bar. And she wasn't having it. And she tried to turn down the drinks. And he kept being like, no, 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 it's okay, it's okay. Probably assuming that she would change her mind later. So right. She's drinking for free all fucking night. And then she starts sharing them with me.
Oh, good.
Why not?
Yeah.
So.
Sharing is caring.
Right. So, like, we're sharing drinks. And then, like, some of our other friends show up. So we're all just kind of sipping on whatever communal bullshit he's buying for us. And then I went to go pay my tab. And at this point, he had just bought her a pitcher. Which we were now, like, the 6 of us were all drinking. And I went to go pay my bill, and he gets right up in my face in front of the bartender and is just like, you're a fucking asshole, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, dude, you're mad because my friend is not going to fuck you at the end of this night. Like, you're getting zero play. You're mad at me.
You're inselling right now, bro.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, I'm not here with her. We're just friends. She's doing her own fucking thing. I don't care. And he kept talking shit, and I paid my bill, walked away, went back to the pool table, and I finished my beer or whatever, and he's continuing to talk shit, but across the entire bar now. So, like, everybody's paying attention.
You see this asshole?
Yeah, so I just, it's the same rhetoric, fuck you, you fucking prick, what a fucking dick, and your stupid friend, blah, blah, and I just walked up to him, and I was like, dude, what is actually your problem? Like, what do you hope comes from this, because you're still not getting any pussy at the end of this night.
So, like,
and now you're
know.
Making it worse on yourself.
Now you're not getting pussy from anyone else either.
Right.
I'm you're just yelling like, across the bar.
I was just like, I don't understand, dude. What are you doing? And like,
well, he kept talking. His dick was already half hard, and now he's just all confused.
So he's like, in my face, he's talking shit. And I'm just like, dude, just go ahead and take your shot. If that's what you're going to do, just take your fucking shot. I'll get to sit here and finish my beer, and you'll get kicked out for punching me. And that's how it's going to work. So just take your fucking shot. And then he did. And he knocked both of my gauges out of my ear. Fucking bloodied me up pretty good. I did take it like a champ, though, I will mention.
I only cried for 5 minutes.
No, I legit, like...
Don't you dare question my masculinity.
fuck you! My head moved with the punch, but I was already drunk enough at that point that I just like, wow, that was it? And then just started looking for my gauges, like, you fucking knocked my gauges out, asshole. And, yeah, they kicked me out of the bar for that.
Wasn't it for instigating?
For instigating. And I was
so
like,
was
did you miss the whole
point? Was he friends
with
the bartender,
point? Or... I don't know, because I was like, bro, you took my tab. I paid my bill in front of you with him in my face.
Right.
You saw it. You said something about it. Everybody else saw it. All I did was ask him what his fucking problem was.
No, it's
and he
funny.
Hit me, and
that's
then
very
now I'm
much,
out.
It's very much akin to, like, being the bullied kid, and when you finally hit back, now you get detention, but nobody ever got detention
right.
who beat you
right.
up.
Yeah, and never
I
mattered.
My entire life. And also, in a very much larger scale, kind of why the Black Lives Matter protests are getting out of hand. Cause, like,
just kind of?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, a little
kind
bit.
Of a little bit related, theme-wise. And really, if I need to explain it to you, then that's too
why
bad
you
for
here?
You. I'm not going
well,
to.
Make
like,
your,
it's pretty fucking obvious.
Make your point here, and then we'll venture into the void.
Okay. I don't know, like I said, it's pretty fucking obvious. After years and years of being bullied, instead of one person, because they're being bullied by, I don't know, an entire government, many people stood up and were like, yo, fuck that. I'm not taking this shit anymore. And now everybody's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, now everyone's like, whoa, whoa, buddy, what the hell? Calm down.
You want to fight calm back? No, 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 no. No, no, no.
Pardon me, no, this is America.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's a big no for me, dog.
Yep. That's... There you go, Dan. We somehow... I somehow turned our drinking stories into Black Lives Matter.
We did it.
I did it. I'm so proud.
Now I'm going to turn our bodies into particles as we enter the void.
Yay.
And,
I was going to say, like, pick your noise. I don't give a shit.
There's swing, 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 swing. Okay, yeah. We're going into the void. We will be back.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief.io podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many, that means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yes!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh my god, there we are. We're back. That's weird.
Hey,
I always
y'all.
Feel weird coming back from that place. It's like if anybody's ever seen The Fly, it feels kind of like I'd imagine that to feel like.
See, I always feel like it's part of the place where only Randy Orton can go, but, like, we're waiting for the door to the club. So it's like the purgatory to where Randy Orton can go.
I mean, that's fair.
Is it a purgatory?
I mean, because wherever he can go, the voices give him ideas. So, like, it seems like an active state of being.
Also, fucking, when I was in the void, I got bit by a mosquito.
Damn.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking mad.
I'm not. It's my first one in like 2 years, and I'm really pissed.
Really?
Actually, yeah, I've done really good.
You're one of those?
No, normally they're all over me. I've just done
really good to
avoid them the last 2 years.
I am just mosquito bait, dude.
And
great part is like, hey, speaking of which, I did it. It's officially summer. I've already accidentally scratched open a mosquito bite.
Congratulations, Joey. I'm fucking super happy for you.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, I will do it half asleep, and then I'll wake up and I'll look and it's just open, and I'm like...
I'm gonna have to start putting mittens on you.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
They did actually tie fucking cooking mitts to my hands when I got chicken pox. Because I was scratching so much in my sleep.
I believe it.
At some point, they threatened to tie my hands to the bed because handcuffs. I would not stop scratching myself open in my sleep.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
Yeah. So, all right, what do we got? What else we got on question on the question
part
front.
Two from Dan.
I know.
Anyway, hypothetical. One of you is a cyborg. Which one is it, and why?
It's Mike.
Really?
No. Oh, it's probably me.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would have went me just because y'all keep telling me I'm an alien because my body doesn't work right.
It's two different things. Listen to what you just said. Say it slower for the people in the back.
No, him and like four other people.
We aliens people call you a cyborgs. What? Thank
call me
you,
an
Mike.
Alien.
Thank you, Mike. Yes. Different thing.
Who the fuck?
Mike's
anyway.
Just weird, and that's fine. Do you, bro?
No one else will.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
But
I think it would have to be me, just because my brain's so fucking, like, constantly overactive all the time. It's just a programming issue. It's not the application's not stable to run yet. Somebody was like, "It's fine. Call it an iPhone S." I don't know.
I feel like that's what happened with me though. Like I was built out of spare parts, and none of them are cooperating.
And we'll give you the patch notes later. Just get the fuck
out
of here.
Yeah, and like over the years, more of them break down because they're not compatible. And I'm like, bro, my joints. And they're like, well, yeah, one's Apple II and one's Apple III. And you've got like a Windows 2000 right leg, so.
Joey's like.
There's also a Zune somewhere.
There's a Zune for my liver.
Her base
indestructible,
model.
But nobody cares.
Her base model runs on fucking Windows NT, but like they still keep trying to upgrade her with like NVIDIA GeForce 8600 fucking cards and shit. And you're like,
I've still got Windows Media Player in me.
Like, there's no true connection to any of her hardware anymore. It's just all like it's like a modern circuit board, shittily like soldered together with like wire clamps. And
I'm like a homemade DDR machine.
And not a good one either.
No. Or even better, a homemade pop-in music controller. If
not
you've
quality
seen those.
Controls.
No, not
it's
at
just
all.
Like your buttons. If you were a pop-in music controller, your buttons would be like the lids off of Starbucks and icy cups.
The little poppy noise.
Yeah, the little poppy domes. Like, they break real fucking easy.
Basically, yeah.
It's fun stuff.
I'm just defective.
So yeah, I think it's me. Anyway,
noted.
Could be Jovi. Who knows? I know we got one more. What is
it? Lord Sedge. Hi,
oh,
Shane.
Fucking, I...
With the
no,
most
no,
obvious
good.
Question
I'm
Shane
good. Never
could
mind.
Ever ask.
It's from that dickhead. I don't need it. I'm good. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, Shane, but, like, for real to call you out, are you fucking serious with this question?
It is very obvious. Also, listen to Gaming Casual. Anyway.
Yeah. Which one of you would win a Battle Royale-style scenario, ellipses, of just you and your friends?
Well,
not any of us.
Yeah, I've been working on running the last month. I could just bolt.
You would leave. It'd be a battle royale, and you'd be that dude who lands and then finds a corner, and you're like, I'll just fucking wait.
So when does the bubble come in? All right, fuck it.
Follows the edge of it. Like,
I'm going to climb a tree.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to say me, because we just established that I'm a cyborg. So.
He's making his own kayfabe, like... On the spot over here.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't have hives to power me up. So.
Fucking.
Currently. What time of year is this taking place?
I will see. There are many questions. What time of year is it taking place is important, but also.
Which battle royale rules do we
right.
have? Do we
exactly.
have the shrinking map?
Exactly.
Or do we have the random drop? Do we have both?
Where are we dropping,
am I supposed
boys?
To build? Either way, all I'm going to do is follow somebody else.
Or is it? Battle
Look,
Royale.
What do you mean?
Is it Battle
like
Royale?
Like a true boy? Yeah.
The
oh,
Battle
like,
Royale.
Like the normal? Oh, like the
no,
movie.
The Battle. It was a fucking novel, first of all.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's a regular novel.
Yeah, it was a fucking regular novel. And
either
then,
way,
you know, there
yes.
There was a comic.
Yes.
A mango.
This is the
and
guy
then...
who got mad at me for knowing the name of a fucking Comic Zone character. And
no.
He's like, excuse
I, no,
you.
No. First of all, that is not what happened. We were watching a video and she named one of the characters. And then she said, there's in the weirdest, like humble braggy thing, but really kicking it up a notch on the humble part. She's like, I don't know why. There's no fucking reason for me to remember that name. And then... she said, you know, that name that they only use two times throughout the entire game. And I'm like, I like how you fully were like,
There's no reason for me to know that. It's a humble brag, and I'm meanwhile trying to beat y'all to making fun of me.
I mean,
this like thing I'm like, if I make fun of me first, then y'all can't, because I realize how silly it is.
You're gonna have a real hard time on stream. You're gonna have a real hard time taking the flack on stream. At some point, I feel like you're gonna break.
Nah.
You're just gonna be like, all right, fuck off. Okay, it's been X number of years, and I'm gonna be like, again. You had almost a month.
Nah.
All right.
I mean, part of me did want to actually record me, like, fucking up at first and being like, no, I know how to fucking do this, because that's even funnier.
So basically, you want to stream what's essentially going to be you playing the game and learning it.
No.
You know, like you would.
Because I know the game, and I could probably spout off, like, all the fucking stupid little shit right now, but...
Yeah, what's the rat's name? Smartass.
Ready.
Roadkill.
Oh.
Damn, it actually has a name?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You're ever like, yeah, smart... Oh, fuck, yeah. Right.
An asshole you're so cool. Is what is me. It?
Like, yeah, I thought I had yeah, you. He has a name. I've thought about getting that stupid rat's, fuck. Like, original fucking... concept art tattooed on me because it'd be the dumbest tattoo I could possibly get.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. Next to the pineapple I want to get. But,
I've seen
know.
Some of yours.
And?
It's fair. I've seen mine too, so.
I haven't seen mine.
No, it's weird. I keep waiting for yours to show up, but I don't think they're going to. I think you might just be...
He'd have to have conviction to get one.
The only time I've ever been even tempted to get a tattoo was like Logan's heartbeat, like on my chest, and even then I'm like, "That's too." No one saw my hand.
It's too real.
Hand gesture. He did the wibbly wobbly thing.
That and it's just it's not tacky. That's not the right word because obviously it means a lot, but still, it doesn't feel right. That was, but that's the only time I was like, you know, that's a good idea.
Is it cliche?
I guess like passe. I mean,
yeah, that's a.
I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I think it's pretty dope.
And I think if you, like, had that, like, I don't want to explain it, I would just get on the side of the ribs. So that way, like, nobody really sees it, but you know it's there, and mm-hmm. you win.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, I don't know.
I think it's cool.
But either way, yeah, that's literally the only time I've ever been like, you know what, yeah, I can get that as a tattoo. Otherwise, I'm like, yeah, I don't really care.
I'm behind that.
Like, if you do you getting your tattoo, not you guys, just in general.
Yeah.
There's a GoFundMe up right now to get Mike the money to get this tattoo. If we can raise the money for him.
To get a memorial tattoo, which, I mean, I have one that's meant to cover multiple people in one tattoo, so.
Nut up or shut up, Mike. Right now we raise the money for you. You get the tattoo on the show.
I mean, if it's free.
I mean, no, honestly, like.
All right, we need $100.
Not even. We need shop minimum plus tip. We need like $80.
Well, how big you thinking, Mike? How big you thinking it going?
I don't know. I'd have to remember how big the actual heart. It's a whole fucking sheet that they gave us.
Whole sheet? Okay, so it's like a regulation piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, I mean. That's a good wraparound, but it's like minimal detail.
I mean, like a regular sheet. Are you getting color, or are you
just
doing?
It's just lines.
Yeah, are you getting it in green, or are you doing just black?
I mean, black would be fine. More
yeah,
more
that's noticeable, like that's I like $100 worth.
Or more contrast. That's what I'm looking for.
So I mean, if you do just straight black, granted, you're talking like what 11 inches, I think.
Yeah,
granted,
but
I mean, it's like it's a heartbeat thing. Yeah. It's not like an intricate. Right. It changes. Right. It's literally it's like 1 inch line. And then repeating. Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, most shops are 50 minimum, so I feel like they'd probably run maybe 60, 70.
Yeah.
Plus like, tip, you think like 20
at
bucks?
At most $100, depending on the shop.
Yeah, if that. So we need $100.
Because Mike said he actually wanted something for once, and right. We're encouraging it. So
then he also said if it was free, and then we can film it, and everybody that pitched
it can
in
be like a ridiculously
video.
Fucking emotional video where like we did it, guys.
I can edit it, fucking.
And then suddenly you have a new microphone the next week that costs vaguely $100.
And you're like, I thought it was weird that you made me get my card out at the end of it. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll PayPal.
You just need a credit card just to sign in.
I'll pay you back.
I mean, if you want to send me $100 also, I won't object to it. But no, really, we need $100. We need $100, we can get this man a tattoo. Because it'll be free.
For me, yes.
Yes, for him. But, I mean, that's just, that's consumerism. You're paying for the entertainment.
Well, I guess on a note that kind of segues, because I guess I have to cover it because I've mentioned it before. Y'all may have remembered around Easter, me bitching and moaning that my grandpa on hospice with oxygen had people coming over for the holiday that believed yes. COVID was a hoax.
I remember this.
And I was mighty angry. Not going to go into too much detail because the man was on hospice, but he did pass yesterday morning. So rip in peace, angry grandpa. Cool dude. Just annoyed the piss out of me when he got older because he was a cranky old dude.
That'll happen.
Yeah, and also deservedly. So, like, you know, dealing with old white guys that are dying, am I right? They get a little mad about it. So yeah, that happened. Family expected it. Like, we were all prepared. So it's not like, you know, a crushing thing. Yeah. I don't need sympathy cards or anything. We're good. But just because I had mentioned it before, I thought I'd give the update.
Yup. Rip and peace, Grandpa.
I mean, in the nice part, if we're gonna be sappy, the last time we saw him, he asked Anton to take care of me and seemed very happy when we both assured him that I was happy with him. So that's super dope. From what my brother told me, the last he had talked to him, he told my brother how proud he was of him and like how he was a good man. And then also added that he was glad that I was in a happier place in my life finally. So he made his peace with the whole family. With his cranky ass before he went. So, that's cool.
Which is always good.
Yeah. Good for right. him, man.
Like, he saw it coming, and he just kind of grabbed people and was like, come here.
I need to give you 4 or 5 words real quick.
Yeah.
Milk. Eggs.
Person. Woman. Man. Camera. TV. Look, I did it. Or he could have been real vague like Raiden and send some shit back in time that was just like, he must win. And nobody could know what that meant. And then he could have created an alternate timeline where he fucked everything up because who sends a stupid ass message like that?
Yeah, right? Back?
Yeah, thanks, Grandpa.
I've been listening to a lot of Mortal podcasts lately, so I pretty much know the entirety of every Mortal Kombat story.
I definitely want to get into them, so there's another free advertisement. Maybe we'll get to chat with them sometime.
Show, dude. It is such a good show. With what, Ben Meckler? We'll never get that dude. We'll never get the attention of that dude. He worked on one of the games.
And?
Alright. You get Ben Meckler on this show for 5 minutes.
I'll go add them and shit. We'll see what I can
do. And
that's
you...
not like an ego thing. I'm like, dude, it's Twitter. All it takes is like two people liking each other for half a second to be like, hang on.
I'll give
Should
you
we be friends?
$5.
Dude, I made friends with a hot dog stand. I don't know.
No, you gotta get him on the show. And then you get $5.
The actual hot dog
stand. Yeah, yeah. The hot dog.
It's just clanking around.
Let's all go to the lobby.
No, I will totally hype them, and I think I've mentioned them before. It's at Boogie Dog. They're a Chicago pop-up, and they were doing, like, deliveries with, like, apps and local deliveries and shit like that, and they had their own thing going that was very tight-knit. But they were also providing lunches to kids who couldn't get their free lunches from school. So they're like, hey, just show up to where our food truck is.
Get a hot dog.
And, like, get a hot dog and some chips and shit. Just let us know. So, like, super dope people. They are moving away from Chicago and passing down
Schomburg.
The project. No, Seattle, unfortunately, because I would love to meet them. But
oh, they're, like... When are they doing that?
Soon.
Fucking
I'm not
serious.
Sure how soon. Like, yeah, I really wanted to meet them.
All right, Boogie
they,
Dog.
Originally,
Boogie
they
Dog.
Were going to do, like, shit with AEW, and they did do, like, shit at events.
That'd be dope.
And, like, they were going to do a pop-up at the show we were supposed to go to, but, you know, COVID happened. So... Oh, and that right. was after we'd been interacting back and forth for a while.
Man, fuck you. Give me a shot. That really pisses me off.
Dude, we can't meet our fucking hot dog friend? Yeah, we would have had
the opportunity to fucking meet up in person and just be right. like, hey, what's up? And this fucking bullshit. And you know what? It's fucked up because we could have already been going back to normal, but none of y'all dickheads wanted to put a piece of cloth over your face. So, you know what? It's... And now we're being made to do it. And not only that, it's getting worse. And Trump is just having a soft restaurant open for his fucking police state that he's trying to get to. So this
I'm just
going to
180 because I just don't feel like doing this in the moment. Instead, I'm just going to hype the fucking hot dogs. And also, look them up if you're a wrestling fan. All of their hot dogs are wrestling themed. They're dope as fuck on Twitter. All around good dude. That runs the Twitter, so.
The dopeness.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, everything's awful, but we made friends with somebody who makes hot dogs, so that's cool.
So at least one thing is not awful.
Basically.
Oh my god, I forgot that was a thing.
That and I saw two good boys today, so.
I am not a dog boy, but.
Well.
No, you're a human boy.
Right.
No, you're a goodest boy. No, why did not you? Not a good boy.
Why'd you back out?
I didn't. It aired out and kicked me out.
Okay, we'll go back in.
Maybe I will.
Get back in, motherfucker. We still got time.
Alright, damn.
Okay, we got at least 8 minutes on this bitch.
Minutes.
What are you at, 126.32?
Minutes, yes.
Yeah, we were already at like the same point, so... Hang on.
Okay. No, we're not. No, we're not.
Why are you... Jesus.
I don't know. I'm not... See, okay. We might have mentioned this before, but I'm sure
we'll
mention
your time
it many
stamp?
Times again. My timestamp is at 126.54. Do you just want me to pause, my dear?
Wouldn't that be easy?
Yeah, because I was paused, and then you were like, I'm gonna rant now. I'm like, but...
Okay, well, you never gave me any direction as to, like, hey, bro, I need to catch up.
No, I paused for you to catch up.
I'm ahead of you, shithead. By, like, a minute. Actually, no, by, like, 15 seconds. Yeah, I don't forgot what the fuck I was gonna say now. Doesn't even matter. Welcome to the Discount Podcast. Fucking rules don't matter.
No, you were talking about how we try to watch on two TVs.
Oh, yeah, but... That's basically it. It's just the exact same
Hit
TV.
Play. Thank you.
And, I don't even care anymore. It's like 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes. I don't fucking care. It's the same TV, and we both have Rokus, which apparently don't run independently on different frequencies, which seems like a fucking issue, but I would think that would be a thing with the TV, too. How could you not think that maybe there would be two TVs
in the same vicinity ever?
You know, bars do that shit all the time, so why would you not, like... Okay, well, these two...
Why would you not make the remotes have the same, like, serial number code as
the
TV?
Oh, Insignia. Okay, so these exact same two Insignia TVs can't operate independently of one another yet on the same frequency. I've been studying, like, IT shit because I'm trying to get the fuck out of retail and, you know, make way more money to deal with way less bullshit. I've been taking these free courses on Amazon Web Services, and, like, given what I've learned about, like, connectivity between applications through the web in different, you know what I mean, different ways, I can't see why it wouldn't be possible just to program these two TVs with, like, let's say Insignia TVs can run on one of five frequencies. But each of those frequencies can have, like, a sub-frequency. So it's as simple as being, like, oh, it runs on frequency 1, sub-frequency A. So 1-1, or 1-A, or 1-2, or 1-B, or whatever you want to call it. Like, I just don't see why that is so difficult to do. It's just another radio wave.
Yeah, but it costs money.
Barely.
Yeah.
Infrared don't cost shit nowadays.
It's still enough money.
Infrared.
With the way corporations work, yeah.
Yeah, that's still enough money. Is
that
pennies?
That's going to cost us an extra, yeah.
Pennies are too many pennies.
Think about the children.
Going back to school in a pandemic.
Think about how many children money can feed. Remember that picture where it was like an ad for like a fucking, what are they called?
Yes.
The child sponsorship from the 90s.
And it's like, it was like Christina Aguilera with a bunch of course, black
like
children.
Like, emaciated fucking black kids in Ethiopia.
And she's like,
which, by the way, is how we all got that stereotype.
A dollar a day can feed four children, and the meme of it is like, Christina Aguilera should really stop feeding children money.
My other favorite was the people, like, as we are now when celebrities make donations, were like, that's nice, you have a lot more money than that. Why are you asking me for money?
Right.
Like, so I've let donated, me know about it, sure, but, like,
yeah,
don't be
like just...
I donated $100,000. Bitch, your liquid net worth is $3
million. Right. Fuck that $100,000, you can drop at any time.
Show me
$500,000. And it's like a drop in the bucket, and they'll be like, but I have 3 houses and 3 yachts, and I'm like, yeah, that's a problem. You should not have that.
That's too much. That's unnecessary.
It is unnecessary.
In any regard.
Bro,
what do you need?
Danhausen's Patreon? There's
like
a one.
We're considering becoming
three,
patrons for a reason, but.
There's like a 1, 3, 5, 25, 50, whatever, but each level is like the $1 tier is like, don't know that Danhausen? Pay $1 and get this. And the 5 is like,
the $1
curious
is
about
just
that
like,
Danhausen?
Hey, thanks for $1. Like, yeah. I love that about him.
Hey,
the $1 is like, thank you.
That's
and
what
that's
I was
it. That's
for
what
a while.
You get. You get his mental thanks.
But then, like, the $1,000 one, he's like, decided you love that Danhausen? Also, you have too much money. You should be stopped. Danhausen just wants $1,000.
$1,000 human dollars.
So it was just like,
Danhausen
man,
wants $1,000 human dollars.
It's just like,
it's fucking hilarious. It's still open. Nobody's done it, but like, good on him.
I would. Just, if I had,
if
like,
I had
you
a
know,
spare $1,000, I'd do some dumb shit
no,
with it like
if
that.
I had a spare, like, $100,000.
Okay, yeah.
I would give him $1,000.
Right.
Like, I feel okay with this.
Right.
1%
fuck, I might even get him 2.
2%, holy
fuck
shit.
It.
So, Danhausen, if we can work together and I can make, or we collectively as a show can make, like, $100,000, I will just give you $1,000. Fuck
2.
It. 2. I'll go big, baby. 5.
Right.
5.
Nailed it.
$5,000.
That was only 3.
$5 foot long.
Because
I did the 1. 2.
No, you gotta
three,
do,
four,
you gotta do the book.
Oh, it's gotta
five
be
sequential. Five time.
Well, I'm not saying five time champion. So what am I gonna say? $5,000.
I don't know. Ask Danhausen.
I sound like the fucking dude. Like, I love refrigerator. Your warranty never expire. And fuck you, that's not racist. That's what that dude sounded like. Look it up. Appliance Direct.
Dude,
Appliance
one of our
Direct.
favorite YouTube channels.
You didn't buy Direct.
Is Mong Chi, but
you
like,
pay too much.
Mong Chi's accent is exactly
hi,
like
everybody.
That. This is Mong Chi. I will show you how to make
spicy cucumber salad. She's so
wow.
fucking adorable.
Jesus.
Yeah, the triple. Triple
that. Alright.
Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Hail Satan.
The worst part was I had no warning for that. Like, I really was mid-word. My body was like, sneezes. I'm like, oh, fuck. Alright. But yes, Mong Chi
yes.
is the absolute no. most adorable. And the fact that she calls almost any food these guys.
These guys.
These guys.
Any
you fry these
yeah,
guys.
Any ingredient she goes to put in. And she's like, and then we take these guys.
You take these
put
guys.
In pot. Like,
it could
hell
be
yeah.
one egg.
Those guys.
You crack these guys?
These guys.
And yeah, it'll be this guys if it's these just
guys.
One. And then she'll like put a little graphic up. And it's like, ooh, Mong Chi, I am very warm. And I'm like, I just don't know. You personified a sausage. Why
I'd
did
like
you
to
do
see
that to me?
Somebody, maybe I should just do it. Just take one of her videos where like she's doing a bunch of shit to the ingredients and they keep talking to her. But she's like, like blanching them or like just rinsing
oh,
them.
So
like when
like,
she makes the kimchi and she does that real hard rinse on the cabbage.
She fucking makes it be like, ow, Mong Chi, you shake me too hard.
Right. But instead of that, if I could like, okay, so, you know, like, fuck, what is it? It's like
Fruits
birds.
Basket?
Is it, I forget what it
Sorry, I was thinking the anime.
No, I don't know that fucking anime. I refuse to watch it because I don't understand. When people try to explain to me what it's about, if I can't get it based on their words, I don't need to fucking watch it.
Anyway. This is a dude who loves NSP. That's just rude.
Any fucking way. So, I'd like to see the cut where, like, she's rinsing and shaking the cabbage, but instead of putting up a little shitty graphic, it's like, Mong Chi, you shake me too hard. It's like actual audio of people being like,
it's the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Where's the money, Lebowski?
But she does that so often. She personifies things so adorably, but yet menacingly, if you overthink it, where she'll drop something in hot oil and it'll be like, oh, Mong Chi, this spa is too hot. And I'll be like,
again.
Like, you just made cabbage scream in terror. Why
yeah, I
want to
see
that?
The Treehouse of Horror cut of Mong Chi's videos. Somebody make that happen for free. Do it for us.
Please.
Do it for the ducks. Just,
yeah, do it for what?
The ducks.
The ducks. What's a town without ducks, J-Tro?
Who's going to feed the ducks?
I'm
really upset that, I'm really happy for him that he got the fuck out of this country, and just in time, too, literally.
Right. And now he's in Australia, where it's like,
where
not
I'll never
as
be.
Bad, but...
Well, we can't go. I don't know that I want to
go. We can't
go
anywhere right now. We're banned. We are super bananaed from everywhere.
Good.
We earned it. Yeah. We really did.
Fuck you, I didn't earn it.
Okay, fine.
I played by the rules.
Yeah, the royal we... Like, which actually refers to one person, so that's the wrong usage of royal we, but...
I do not... Super crazy, yeah, remember this guy? Remember the reign of
really,
super
wait,
crazy?
Is that just a really young Samoa Joe? I'm very concerned about this right now.
No, I don't think it can be. No. I don't think Joe could ever move like that.
I mean, he can pretty much now, he's just a lot bigger.
No, he can't.
He's still pretty fast for his age.
That's not Samoa Joe.
No, it was definitely a
that
joke,
dude,
but I wanted to see how long I could keep it going.
That wrestler looks like the adult version of the baby in the meme of the Big Lebowski dunking. You know what I'm talking about? Where he's like getting baptized?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like the adult Lebowski? Version of that baby. And I'm not okay with it. That's a lot of layers that just had to happen there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that interrupted whatever we were talking about.
Can you look up a picture of Super Crazy on Google, and then we will post it to the Discord?
I mean, I guess.
Thanks. That would be super cool, man. Then you can get a frame of reference for what I'm talking about here.
Some random dude fucking 4 minutes ago replied to the picture of Hurricane. Looks like Rumble 2006, and I'm like a little mad that some random fucking Twitter user was like, no, I know this. And didn't look at Shane's responses and was also right.
Welcome to the internet.
I mean, yeah, that's what the internet's all about.
It's fucking hilarious. Well,
I've got useless trivia. How about you?
Yeah, I kind of wanted that to come out of it. So.
You fuck. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck Steve.
Fuck Steve. Do you want just an old school picture of him?
Define
whatever one looks closest to what I described. Like, don't pick one that makes him look like not actively moving.
It really doesn't fit.
I might have just been. It was it when he was.
It was
fucking
yeah,
up homeboy
saw,
in the corner.
I saw the particular like, facial expression, but like, no pictures of him on the internet really help you here.
Oh, Sean. Oh, my God. All right, we need to get out of here. This is devolving into just a commentary on the Rumble 2006, which, fun as it is, and, what, fuck, how much time do we have left?
A while.
There's still, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, so maybe when we stop here, I'll just let the mics run, and,
bonus content
yeah,
for
we'll
days.
Just, we'll just turn it up and talk until the train runs off the rails, I guess.
Well, that implies
that the train
already.
Ever had
yeah.
rails.
Yeah, it was ever on them.
There was ever a train.
It was designed to, yeah.
This is just a cardboard box we've been living in. Throw down a hill.
Man. Way to pull back the curtain and make me really depressed. If I wasn't already, thanks, man. I needed that.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I fucking needed that, dude. Sometimes get you a friend like Mike, you know? So just kind of take you down a couple notches sometimes where you got to humbly be like, just accept your fate. So that's it, man. I think we have done it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you for listening.
Hasta luego.
Pasta linguine.
Fagioli.
Thank you. You're going to get a cup of the fucking pasta fagioli like everybody else. Shut up. Pasta fagioli.
I don't know why that popped into my head, but you're welcome.
Oh, shit. So good. Anyway, again, thank you for watching, listening, watching coming soon. Thank you for listening now. Heed the instructions in the end roll. And have a good fucking night.
Click.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there.
Fire in the disco. Fire in the disco. Fire.
What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Ms. Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.